T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Matthew Collar's good friend Meatloaf brings us back into the conversation. Sad news today. Meatloaf passes away. Louis Anderson passes away. We talked about both at times. Collar, if you had to pick one, you're more of a fan of Louis Anderson or more of a fan of Mr. Loaf? Who are you picking?
Well, I can't say I know a lot of Meatloaf's catalog, to tell you the truth. It's a little before
Come
me.
On.
But Louis Anderson was hilarious, and he had – there was a brief show that was – maybe it was called like the Louis Anderson Show that I remember watching and thinking
yes.
was super funny, and it didn't last for very long. But
animated
I thought
show.
That he had like such a great attitude toward comedy. Some people's comedy is just like really mean or whatever else, and I just thought he was straight up funny, and that's – it's not an easy thing to do, to be consistently nope. funny without being a total jerk.
Yes, well stated. We had John Hines on earlier. John knows Louis well. People can go back and podcast that. Just go to Odyssey.com or the Odyssey app, and we talked about both of them earlier in the show, so please take a look at the podcast. Speaking of podcasts, that's a part of what you get when you sign up for Purple Insider. Matthew runs it. Good crew, expanding crew. Mailbag today, analysis on the GM position, the coaching position, good insight for you every single day. So go find it, Purple Insider. Matthew, when somebody is single, they may be talking to a friend, and a friend might say, "So what's your type?" And some might say, "Well, here's my type," or "I don't have a type." I think with the Vikings, Matthew, we got a type. I mean, we got a type on the GM position. We got a type on the head coaching position. We want young. We want energy. We don't want a lot of experience as a head coach or GM either. We want to get somebody on the rise. I don't think there's any doubt this is in reaction to Mike Zimmer, Rick Spielman, and what has worked across the league the last 5-10 years or so.
Yeah, I think that the word is just like modernize and refresh, because things became old and they became toxic with Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman. That, you know, they had both been around for so long, you get the headbutting, you get the egos, you get the finger pointing, all that sort of stuff. And it also didn't feel like a lot of people in the front office felt appreciated or involved as much as maybe they were in the past, that it seemed like it was the Rick and Mike show and that was it. And then by the end, they were, you know, throwing barbs at each other too. Or at least Mike was. Rick never talks to the public. So unless NFL Network calls him to put him on a podcast, I guess then he's available. But,
yes.
You know, refreshing this whole thing, getting some modern thinkers in, getting some people who have been a part of really good roster builds. And Tom Pelissero reports that the Vikings are down to 2. Ryan Poles, for GM, that is, the VP of football operations, he's the director of player personnel for the Chiefs. That's Ryan Poles, so he's more of a scouting guy. And then there's Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who I think I mentioned to you maybe last
yes.
week, who's the VP mm-hmm. of football operations for the Browns. So these are younger people. These come from – I know the Browns didn't have a great year, but they built a really good roster and didn't get very good quarterback play this year, but thought to be very progressive organization in the Browns, and the Chiefs have done it a little more of an old school way, but they've managed the cap really well. They've scouted really well, and not just with Patrick Mahomes, they've built a very good roster around him. So these are our types. I mean, they're different in the way that one is more analytics focused and worked in kind of a Wall Street situation before football. Adolfo Mensa was that way, and Ryan Poles was more of the former player scout. But both kind of coming from that newer school, aren't as experienced, get fresh eyes on this organization. So I think that, I mean, people will be happy with that. It's impossible for us to say, great hire. I mean, who knows, right? Like, everyone thought Gerson Rosas was a great hire. But in terms of our type, these are our type.
Yeah. Unless it's somebody who's had the job already and you evaluate what he did, it's harder to say because it makes sense. We see this all the time, all across sports. A team assembles talent, and certainly the Chiefs stand out more, but you're right about the Browns. There's a lot of talent on the Browns, and you try to pick from that group. So let's go to the head coaching side. The hot name of the last, what would you say, 96 hours has become Raheem Morris for just emasculating the Arizona Cardinals on Monday night, where Kyler Murray at times looked like me. I mean, it's hard to see a guy who was probably the MVP of the league the first half looking that frightened, that rattled. Raheem Morris, part of the Tampa Bay group that even had the fumes still of Tony Dungy. And when he took over as the head coach, he was awfully young. But since then, he's bounced around. He took over in Atlanta. He even has some offensive experience from his time in Atlanta. So he's not just a defense coordinator. He's younger. He's in his mid-40s. He has the great respect of a lot of star players. So sometimes in these searches, Matthew, as you know very well, there's a guy who captures kind of the imagination of the state for about 3 days, and then you forget about him. What about Morris? Does this one have further lasting power, do you think? And what do you think of him and maybe another candidate or two that stands out?
Yeah, no, I think it does make a lot of sense to look very closely at Raheem Morris. The only thing is, you know, we're going to start playing the connections game with people like Ryan Poles, who has connections
yep.
to a lot of different candidates here. I think there's a college connection to Brian Daboll. You have Eric Bieniemy there. I think he was in Kansas City when Doug Peterson was there. So we're going to play that game. But Raheem Morris is one of the most intriguing candidates because on the offensive side of things, when he was in Atlanta, he was their passing game coordinator and assistant coach. I mean, so that's a really big role. And think about, you know, his years there, that's when Matt Ryan won MVP. That's when they went to the Super Bowl. And if you look at their passing game statistics during that time, which, you know, I know doesn't guarantee that he'll bring that here, but it's pretty darn impressive. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator there when they went to the Super Bowl as well. And if you look at, you know, the offenses that are being played this weekend, a lot of them have that Shanahan influence, and Kyle Shanahan is still the best of the best when it comes to drawing it up. And, you know, I mean, you look at the way that Deebo Samuel has been used out there. I think a lot of people think, should that have been Cordarrelle Patterson here? I mean, so you have to kind of draw these connections of, well, he was there, so he'll try to do this and make assumptions. Again, it's hard to really say how much was just Kyle Shanahan and how much was Raheem Morris there, but he is one of the very rare candidates who has had successful times on the offensive side and successful times on the defensive side. I think that's what makes him stand out. But then, you know, these other names are popping up too. Like Dan Quinn seems to be a hot candidate. I don't know why exactly. I think that he was okay in Atlanta, but his defense was kind of lucky this year with the amount of turnovers they got in Dallas. But he seems to be like a culture guy. And I think that the Vikings, you know, anytime you have an old stodgy
we're
coach.
We're obsessed
who,
by that.
Right, you know, who left it, you know, in ruins at the end with how he managed people, you're going to look for the next guy who is the nice guy and the player coach and all that. So, you know, I think that it's still very much up in the air, but, you know, Raheem Morris would be a guy that I think would be at the top of their list.
Let's do this. Let's pause with Matthew, keep him around another segment. And I want to ask Matthew when we come back this question. Since the Wilfs have decided to interview for dual responsibilities, if they hire one of the two that Tommy Pelissero is saying they're down to, but then one of these GMs likes somebody else, but the Wilfs and the others have fallen in love with a head coaching candidate, How does that work out? And then we'll also talk to Matthew about the playoffs. Caller, Purple Insider, sign up right now during this break. Matthew Caller with us from Purple Insider. So I set it up, Matthew. The Wolves have decided to conduct these dueling position interviews with numerous candidates for GM and numerous candidates for head coach. And you mentioned how our mutual friend Tom Pelissero has narrowed down the list to two for the GM. So let's say they pick either the Chiefs guy or the Browns guy, but then the Wolves sit down and Brzezinski's a part of this and others are a part of them. They say, you know what we really like? We really like A, okay? We were like A. We thought A was very impressive. It is an interesting position, in particular if your boss is saying, wow, we really like A, but you seemingly have a connection to somebody else. And even if they say to you, hey, let's say you're the hire. Matthew, go ahead and hire you want. But if the owner of the team is saying, but man, I was really impressed by this, it can be a difficult position to be in.
I mean, that goes for just about everything, right? I mean, I've been talking about on the show about how if you're a GM candidate and you come in and you say, now, folks, I know that both of you owners and all your friends and family have Dalvin Cook jerseys, but when look at his contract and look at running backs at his age and everything else, like there's got to be a lot of difficult conversations with the Wolves about, you know, some of these players, the roster, where they stand. And then, you know, like you said, the head coach. And I think that that's one of the reasons that, you know, the ownership wanted to have interviews with the coaches at the same time or first in some cases, is to get their feeling. You cannot, if you're the new GM, hire a coach that ownership is not comfortable with or happy with, because you are asking to get fired if it goes wrong. I mean, that's just the reality. Like, you absolutely have to have the owners first. And I know that everyone always wants to say, well, owners, you step aside. And they'll tell you that they do. They'll say, oh, well, we let our guys make all the decisions and everything else. But, I mean, if you're laying down the millions and millions of dollars for this thing to happen, I mean, you want somebody that you wanted. I mean, the same thing goes for the quarterback situation and everything else, that as they have these conversations, the Wolves have to say, we want Kirk to say, or we want Kirk to go, and the general manager is going to have to work around that. Publicly, they'll always say, we're hands off, we're hands off. But that just can't entirely be the case. And in fact, maybe they were a little too much hands off and didn't know what was going on with some of the stuff with Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman until the very end. So, you know, I think that that is a tricky part of it. And my guess is that ownership will probably say, here's the people we talk to that we're comfortable with. You pick one.
Purple Insider, Matthew Caller. I'm looking right now. Another long, long list of mailbag questions and really good questions. So check it out today. If you could only watch one of the four playoff games this weekend, which game are you watching?
Bills, Kansas City, no question, by far, so far ahead of every other game. I mean, that is the game for me. That might be the Super Bowl right there. I mean, I think that those are the two strongest teams. I mean, the Bills have the number one defense. Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the world, as he's shown in the second half of the season. And it's at Arrowhead Stadium, Bills, Kansas City. And remember, when I was growing up, you had Joe Montana with a Kansas City Chief coming to play Buffalo against Bruce Smith and Jim Kelly and all those guys. So, I mean, this one, I think that's the best game, hands down.
And I'm glad you said that about Mahomes, because I was making this point to Adam a couple times the last few weeks. And I get Rodgers is going to be the MVP, and we're watching Brady play all the time. I think we take Mahomes somehow, bizarrely, for granted. If he wins this game, and I'm with you, that'd be the game I'd pick also. The 49ers-Packers, close second. He wins this game, he's going to his fourth straight AFC championship game. He might be looking at his third straight Super Bowl, and he plays the game like nobody's ever played the game before.
Right. I mean, he's the most exciting player probably, I mean, at the quarterback position ever. I mean, Michael Vick might be up there, but he couldn't throw the ball like this.
I'd take Mahomes.
The most creative player. I mean, the Kansas City, this is a funny thing. People talked about, oh, you know, these defenses, they finally solved Kansas City. They finished fourth in points scored this year and second in the AFC. I mean, if that's getting solved, That was going through a little bit of a rough patch of a handful of games, and then they made adjustments and then threw right back to it. To see the top defense in the league and a brilliant defensive mind in Sean McDermott with a lot of talent on that team, and then another quarterback on the other side who is just as creative and has just as big of an arm but isn't quite, you know, he's more volatile, he's not quite as consistent as Mahomes. I mean, this is just – I wish it was the AFC Championship game because this is the perfect matchup.
Minute to go. Give me the most likely scenario for the Packers – over the next potentially three games, for Aaron Rodgers to stay for at least another year or to leave right away after this season? What happens in either scenario?
Yeah, I think if they were to lose this weekend and it was the fact that they didn't have enough receivers is why they lost, then that could be – because really that's what happened in Tampa Bay last year. Like against Tampa Bay, is Tampa Bay shut down Devontae Adams and – Rodgers didn't have other people to throw to, and he was upset. I think if they reach the NFC Championship game or Super Bowl, that Rodgers is staying. I think that, you know, winning kind of cures all here.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. All right, brother. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the games. We'll talk next week.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Matthew Caller keeps you plugged in with Purple Insider, including following him on Twitter, at Matthew Caller, or following Purple Insider. Thank you so much for taking any time over the week, over the month, over the year for listening to us. Even when we drive you nuts, we still appreciate it. Love to have you follow us on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show, at Dan Cook WCCO, and at AC830. Paul and Jordana are next. Stay warm and enjoy the weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.